So I've got Mike Zach here, and is it an environment art lead?
Yes.
Okay, and what is it on Halo Reach, and what does an environment art lead do?
All of our environment artists build the landscapes and the architecture and the sort of backdrop for the game.
Okay, and talk a little bit about Halo Reach. Let's talk story first.
Mm-hmm. Well, Halo Reach is the story of Noble Team, and they're a band of Spartans, and you play Noble Six, who's a replacement rookie on the team, and for the first time in a Halo game, you actually get to play alongside other Spartans, and you fight against the Covenant to try and save the planet.
Sounds like you haven't said that one before, right? The Covenant to save the planet.
Yeah.
And as far as environment art lead, do you work with designers and developers that create the game?
Yeah, I work very closely with designers, mission designers who script each mission, and we decide on the types of spaces we want to fight in and the types of places we want to explore. The sort of size of encounters and the pacing of the missions, things like that.
And we have a lot of game developers and stuff that watch this. And what's the process like? How do designers and developers work on the Reach team? Like, how does the story go? Does somebody plots the story? You create storylines, or you
sure.
write it?
Yeah. I mean, it's an iterative process, and I think different disciplines have input at different stages of development. So initially there's a small core team of guys. Marcus, our creative director, and a few other guys came up with some real initial sort of inspirational ideas and references and the basic idea of saving Reach and making a game about the prequel. And then we spend a long period of time in pre-production doing concept work and concept paintings and little tech demos and gameplay demos and just coming up with a sort of really wide spectrum of ideas, and then we start to pare it down and, you know, get a framework for the sort of arc of the campaign and you know, everything starts falling in place, and then schedules kick in and production says, let's make it for real, and then, you know, kind of rolls on from there and this giant Bungie machine.
And within the Bungie machine, what software and technology do you actually use to build the art?
Well, we have our own game engine. So we have a crack team of engineers that give us the best tech in the industry, I think. And then we use a whole suite of sort of standard off-the-shelf art tools like Photoshop and 3D Max and Maya and all sorts of software that probably most people are familiar if they've done any game art before or even photo editing.
And people always say, you know, there's so many people on a development team, on a designing team. How long does it take to sort of build... What I don't want to say a whole level, but one scene.
Well, kind of depends on what you call a scene. A level is probably an easier thing.
Okay,
to,
well, that, yeah, a level
for
sure.
me to describe. In sort of total time, at least over 2 years from sort of the initial idea to absolute completion, and you know you've. Now, because the art has become so much more detailed, and there's just the amount, the sort of volume of content that we're producing has increased so much, we have at least, I don't know, half a dozen artists probably working on a mission, on and off for that period of time, as well as a designer, a mission designer specifically, and then, of course, you've got, you know, sandbox designers coming up with the vehicles and weapons, and cinematics team putting in vignettes and cinematics and things like that, so it's a huge amount of work.
We always hear that designers and developers don't get along. Is that true?
Designers and developers?
Yeah.
We're all developers,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, do you consider yourself a developer as well?
Yeah. I think so.
Now, what do you think it is about Halo that... Halo is like this emotional name now, right? It's just such this brand, but what makes it so different than so many other first-person shooters?
Well, for me, I love... And being an environment artist, I love the types of places that we get to go in Halo. You know, it's certainly a sci-fi title, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of a, all the places that we, I think that we develop are places I would want to maybe take a vacation to, as opposed to like some sort of, I don't know, there's a lot of games out there that give you the chance to play in some pretty bleak landscapes, and I think relative to a lot of other shooters, we offer sort of a really exciting dynamic kind of sandbox gameplay experience, but they're in really cool and kind of beautiful, epic places, and so it's a mini vacation.
Thank you. And when's it coming out again?
September 14th.
September 14th. Thank you so much.
Can someone confirm that, please?
September 14th? Yeah, September 14th.
Yes.
Yeah, September 14th.